Okay, so for the next level of this, I want to take a look at a piece of my dashboard and talk about how to diagnose some potential problems or go forward with ads. What we're going to talk about here is basic maintenance. So if you want your ads to run forever, if you love to tinker and optimize and tweak, this is the lesson to watch, because we are going to get into that nitty-gritty now. Tim, anybody else you want to scare off before we get in here? Who doesn't need to watch this?
Yeah, I think everyone should watch it, but maybe Todd, just give us a couple of levels here, right? So, what's the beginner maintenance and what's the more advanced stuff if you want to nerd out on it? Personally, I don't want to nerd out. I just want to tweak slightly to maximize the ROI of my book, is what I'm hoping for.
Right, yeah. So here's where we'll start. Sometimes, through no fault of your own or no fault of my own, Amazon decides not to run your ads as much as some other ads. These ads right here, all these right here, are essentially identical. Only difference is Amazon chose not to run it. This ad, as you can see, started the same day with the same budget and the same type of ad, is generating much more attention. So as you start to watch the data, know that Amazon is flaky with what it chooses to run, and it's completely random. Your best chance past that point of using all the suggested keywords is to start more ads. That's why we make these giant piles of keywords. That's why we split it up into segments of 30 or 50, 100, 150 per ad, because we're going to spread out and some of our ads are going to pop and some of them will do nothing. As I'm watching, there are a couple of things that I look for. Now, these ads have been running for a little bit. I'm not thrilled with any of them. This is not all my data. I have a bunch of, clients up here. I have a bunch of my own stuff up here. But one of the things that I want to look for, I just filtered that out. One of the things that I want to look for is impressions from the top. Now, what I want to see is my ads getting something like 500 to 1,000 impressions per day. I'm diagnosing all of these ads as mediocre at best, right? Because I'm testing them. Why don't I turn them off? Because who knows? They might spike one day. They're collecting clicks and sales anyways. Largely, and you can see 350 different ads here, because I've been turning them on and off and doing this for a really long time. What I'd recommend as you're maintaining is look at this top line and don't worry so much about the individual ads. Your main focus should be money spent and money earned. Even this number over here, these two, your sales and your average cost of sale, these numbers are supposed to tell me that I'm doing horribly, horribly bad. It's a lie. It's just wrong, because Amazon's tracking is iffy at best. This number is not the number of sales that I have. Otherwise, I wouldn't have spent the last hour talking to you guys about Amazon ads. Of course, it's better than that. This is not an accurate number for my return on investment. So it's saying I've spent like 3.5 times the amount of a book just to sell one book. So I spent $30 to sell a $10 book. Also not accurate, right? You want to watch this stuff. If you're a casual ad person, truth be told, if you set all this stuff up and just forget it and let it run, you'd probably be better off than I was 5 years ago when I was going in here going, oh my God, like, why aren't these numbers? What's happening? I don't understand. Truth be told is your bottom line is how much money did you spend and how much money is showing up here in the royalties. Again, just a piece of this early on in the month, but that's what I'm looking at, not this. So overall, I see a fairly healthy ad campaign. In 7 days, I've generated over 10,000 impressions per day. And to give you a clue, I'm somewhere up in the like million plus impressions a month, which is where I like to be for myself and for my clients. Generally, I'm way above because I'm testing everything, but those are all the caveats. When you get in here, here's what I want you to look at. I want you to look at your impressions per day. If your impressions per day are not over 500 to 1,000, start another ad. Don't try to tweak this. Don't try to spend the budget. Just start another ad. Use different keywords. Fish around. If you have started 10 ads and you're not getting this impressions mark, probably you need to tweak up that budget per, you know, your bid on the keyword. Now, if you're doing the 30-cent mark, like I said, you're probably not going to have that problem. If you got scared and you didn't trust me and you bid below that 30 cents, now you get to go, okay, Todd was right after all. I need to fix that. And one way I can fix this is by going into the targeting. Now, let me back it up because Tim's about to yell at me. I can feel,
yeah, Todd, feel it in my bones. Not only back it up, just the... there's one thing you just got to explain a little bit simpler. What Todd is saying is,
yeah,
add more keywords equals more ads rather than try and tweak the existing, yeah, one. The way I'm hearing it from you is it's almost like you've got to be in it to win it, that phrase. And all that means is,
yes,
the more keywords you got in the pile, the more chance you've got of getting your ad shown. So you've got, yes, to be in it to win it with as many keywords as you can over time, unless you're getting the result that you want. But you can always keep adding more, which is it's kind of a thing to sort of sit back and just think for a minute, because that's a huge insight that I haven't come across with any ads on any other platform. This idea of just keep, yep, adding keywords to get the spend up.
Bingo. And that's normally, like, you would love for the solution to just be like, hang on, this ad's working. Let me just go, like, spend $100 on it. Doesn't work that way. Just because of the way Amazon's...
Well, that's what I would have normally done, Todd. I would have normally just increased the spend, mm-hmm, and gone, okay, this is working, yep, well. Let's throw more money at it. And what you're telling us here is, no, don't do that. Just keep adding more keywords. Yep.
Increase the keywords. Your life as an Amazon ad maintenance person is going to be going here, going to Amazon, wherever I put that, using the Pokeball, collecting more keywords, making this bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, I have some, you know, clients I've been working with for months and years. We have 10,000 words on the sheets that we just cycle through and run through over and over. So that's the, again, if you just push a button and spend all the money and just whoop, there goes the spend, here come all the sales. Anyone could do it, but truth be told, it's a little bit of a dark art, a little bit of a secret method, which is that Amazon doesn't want to spend your money. What it wants is relevant keywords.
So Todd, what you're saying here,
your time is spent.
I think what yep, you're also saying is, if you've got time to burn and you want to make more sales of your book, what you're basically telling, yes, me is, don't worry about going on podcasts and tweeting it and all this stuff. Spend those minutes in here adding more keywords, and you're saying that I'll make more money by doing that than any of those other activities.
Absolutely. I mean, it depends on you. Like, if you've got connections, if you can get on Malcolm Gladwell's podcast tomorrow, go for it. But if you're a little guy, if you're just getting started, if you're trying to generate those early sales, if it's me, that's where I would spend my time. I wouldn't go on 20 D-list podcasts to 30 listeners and sell no books. I would get in here, I would understand my categories, and I would pile up keywords. Yeah, does that make sense?
More keywords equals more book sales. That's what I'm saying in my head.
More keywords equal more book sales. That's the thing to keep in mind. Yeah, yep. Cool. So if you're in here, you're starting ads probably every 2 weeks. Revisit, because that's enough time for the data to compile, and that'll tell you, you know, where you are, if the ads are doing what they need to do, and if you need to start more of them. Here are the main metrics that I look at, and you can see them atop the page here. Impressions, again, 1,000 per day, a great start. Clicks, is this it, sorry, okay, let me back up. Clicks is the number that helps you understand how many of your books are being sold. I'm not really worried about this click-through rate. What I'm worried is how many people are clicking, because that's when I get charged, and how many of those people are buying the book. So if I can guess, okay, 50 clicks, maybe this is something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sales. That's just under 1 in 10. So for every 10 clicks, I get one purchase. That goes back, we talked about some math to figure out how much we could spend on the bid, but this is what I'm looking at to get my rates down, to figure out how much money I could spend on the bid. This is the number you look at, and then you look at the number that you're selling. Click-through rate, I would ignore this entirely because you're looking for this number to go up. You're not necessarily looking to maximize this. Some people who are into analytics are going to look at this and it's going to drive them crazy because you'll never get this above one. Never get above, unless it's like you had, maybe 100 impressions, right, in one click and the ad's very early. Wouldn't worry about this. Look at the clicks, look at the sales, and then ignore this. Over time, you'll start to track your cost per click. And if we know that, okay, we're converting 1 in 10, I make roughly $7 per sale of the book, then I know that if I spend 50 cents a click, going to spend $5 to sell one book, roughly, right? Because this is all statistics. But I can do that knowing that I'll still pocket $2. These are the things to watch if you're in the ad dashboard. I think, Tim, to kind of close this out, that what I want people to leave with is not necessarily like all these numbers. What I want them to leave with is start more campaigns. Start more campaigns, watch your spend, watch your sales. End of story. That's the process. Collect keywords, start new ads. Watch your spend, watch your sales, repeat forever. Turn down all the podcast invites, turn down all the YouTube channels, and run profitable ads until the end of time. Really, that's the game. Because even if I'm spending 100 and making 150, I'll do that all day. What about you, Tim?
I'm the same, Todd. I think the takeaway I'm getting here, which is very important, because I've seen a lot of writers fail at ads, and I have not seen anyone else share this. Number one, do not trust Amazon's data. The dashboard is almost certainly lying to you. The only data you can trust is the money that came out of your bank account to pay for the ads, and the money that went into your bank account from book sales from Amazon. That is how you work out how your ads are going. The rest is dishonest. And we won't go into the reason why, but it's an old tool, it's broken. That's the aha moment for me out of this lesson. And then obviously just keep adding more keywords, which adds more ads over time. And that's going to generate more book sales for me. That they're the two kind of big takeaways for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Once a week, sit down, start five ads, and watch it go. That's the game. Cool. All right. That's it for maintaining the Amazon dashboard. Watch your spend, watch your sales. Keep running ads until you fall on the floor. Thanks for that, and we will see you in the next lesson.